This is June 9, 1984. This is your 80th year, huh?
Yeah. My father, I never thought I'd live to get this. I haven't gotten there yet, but I didn't get in the year.
Yeah, that's right. You start living in the year before you actually get the birthday for the year.
Yeah, but this is June. But heaven on earth, I could be gone before September. But anyway, I was talking to Art about the... the whole thing. We were talking about the presidential candidates, you know, because a lot of people were talking about since Super Tuesday is over, you know, the last one, and a lot of people have been talking about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, about poor people. I said, well, since after all, I said, Arthur, we are, you know, what's the president's name?
Reagan.
How soon we forget.
My word, he's still in there. He's not supposed to be
forgotten. He's still in there doing it.
He's still in there, man. How could I? That's how I can close him off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can just shut him off, you know, because after all, it's first to me, as first God, and then Reagan, you see, in my mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let me tell you one thing. I said, we are, after all, he told me what he was doing about Social Security. And Arthur used to work in the post office. And of course, he said they used to get a cost of living raised in the government, you know, in the post office.
Mm-hmm.
He said they didn't get it this year, first time.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we didn't get a cost of living. Cut our cost of living increased our last year. We didn't get it until this year.
Uh-huh.
We didn't get one last year, you know. And then we didn't. And they cut that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get much. But anyway, I said, you know, I guess he would do more than that. I said, after all, we are a minority race in this country because there are more poor white folks than there is us in here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, you know.
That's right.
And I said, notwithstanding you came from Atlanta, you said you didn't live in the country. But, honey, there were as many white people out there, white women out there, with them sunbonnets on chopping their cotton and picking their cotton with them long pipe, them long sacks. And there are many white men out there plowing, following them mules up and down them roads, just like they were us out there. I said, that's just the way it was. And it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I said, they were poor. I said, I had the kind of a father. That's why he left there. We left there before. I must have been about five or six. I suppose I've been about five.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was nine when I came to Memphis, and Papa was dead, he died in Little Rock, you know. But he was determined that he was not going to be a sharecropper, you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, of course, but when we were there, we had a cow, and I said, I should never forget her name. Her name was Mary.
Mary the cow.
Yeah. I said, we had a cow, and I said, until this day, I love picket fences, white picket fences. I said, because we had a white picket fence around our house.
Mm-hmm.
And we had hogs and chickens and guineas and geese. And there was a white woman that lived in next door, from not far from Mama. I said, it was nothing for her to come over there and borrow a cup of sugar or something from Mama.
Mm-hmm.
I said, they just They just did. They were just as poor as we were.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, my father was just the kind that he just didn't believe in doing that. We had, he believed in having things, you know, killing hogs and raising the garden, you see.
Yes.
And that's the kind of man that he was. And then what he could not stand was when, and after he did all that, we had our own hogs. He had our own hogs. That's your fault?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you had.
Of course, the Papa could never stand having to go.
They put in the dryer on.
Oh, that could Papa could never stand having to go in to the, because they had to be, you went when you went to the store and you bought things, if you didn't have the money, see, then they did. Mr. Charlie had a book, you know,
mm-hmm.
put your name on the book, and you didn't get any receipt, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you put he put out what you charged for what you were put what you bought and how much it cost. Then at the end of the year, that's when they settled up with you. You see,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
you didn't have any receipt to prove that something wasn't added to it or whatever. You know,
mm-hmm.
so see that was what he could not see. He couldn't abide that. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
don't blame
him. And see, there were so many of them who couldn't read and write, and it wouldn't have meant anything to them anyway.
Yes.
To have given them a receipt, you see.
Yes.
See, because that was long before, because they discouraged, they didn't allow you to have education anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't allow you to have schools anyway, because you went to school when they weren't picking and chopping, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You went to school about 3, the Willamette, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's all the time you had school, when it started the time of the spring, and all the summer when you had to pick, when you had to chop and pick that cotton, you were in school, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Papa couldn't stand that. So then we left there. And when we came back, I can remember the good things that we had, you know, Papa, the garden and all those kind of things, you
mm-hmm.
know, turkeys and I mean geese and ducks and guineas and
mm-hmm.
Chickens, hogs, and the cows. And we had milk and butter. That was the thing that you had, you know, milk and butter, and meat. And that was sorghum. They made molasses, and Mama put up preserves. You know,
mm-hmm.
we had preserves. Mm-hmm. Because there was a lot of everybody had peach trees and apple trees. You know,
mm-hmm.
and right now where my grandfather's house is right now, that place right now, but my mama died. We went down there in 67. There's still some peach trees and I think apple trees and then a pecan tree over there. Because when we went there, Bernice went there and picked up some pecan that had, because mama died in February. She went there and picked up some pecans off the ground, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's the kind, and always berries, you know, blueberries and blackberries,
mm-hmm.
and what we call huckleberries, people call them blueberries now, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're cultivated, they're nothing but blueberries, huckleberries, a blueberry is nothing but cultivated huckleberries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They have the same taste.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Huh. And everybody had took up those things in jars of stuff, you know, quarts and pints and them half-gallon jars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's the kind of things that we had, and with others, we weren't used to going to the store every time. We couldn't, because the store was just one store, and if you didn't have the money, you would. But Papa always had a little money, you know,
mm-hmm.
and could go to the little store up in the town. But after we went to Little Rock, well, that was a different story. You see,
mm-hmm.
we lived differently because he didn't. We had a garden there, but that house had a picket fence around it. That's where he died, in that house. But see, people who have never lived in the country don't know about watermelons, you know.
And putting them under the bed.
Huh?
And putting them under the bed.
No, and putting and having one place if you had a. And milk, putting milk to keep it from turning before you could churn it. Sometimes some had they had wells. Some people tried not to have wells because one or two times kids had fallen down the well.
Yeah.
But we had a pump, and so anyway we put the milk. They put this milk, have the milk cool, put it down in the well. But anyway, mommy just set the milk in cool water, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that was before. Naturally, was no. ice boxes and no ice houses.
Mm-hmm.
Only ice house was about, this was the ice house. They took these long, I guess, I don't know how much those pieces of ice weighed. Oh, but that was, you weren't bigger to remember ice men, because
I remember ice men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had them in Chicago.
Yeah, and they had them, and I can remember that, yeah, I can remember, because, but anyway, at that place they had the ice houses and they packed the ice in sawdust. And you go there and you get some ice. But we didn't have no ice box to put it in, so they put it in tubs.
Mm-hmm.
And put cap rags around it and newspaper. And you stuck your milk and stuff around that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that's how you kept it. But of course, and of course that's why people used to, I guess, perhaps maybe that's one of the throwbacks, I guess, to me. I don't like a lot of leftover food, I guess, because you couldn't leave over food because it was, and especially in the summertime, because it was sour, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to eat what you cooked, you see,
mm-hmm.
because you couldn't keep it,
mm-hmm.
because it'd be spoiled the next day, you know. You had no place to put it.
That's right.
And so, but now, of course, since I've been grown, I've taken nutrition, I have learned that the more heat you put on food, the more nutrients you spoil, you take out anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's no good anyway, you know. I mean, it just fills you, but with, mm-hmm. with just like empty fodder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to it, really. But it's nothing like a good, having had the experience of living in a country, a farm life, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the country, knowing how things grow. And getting chickens' eggs out of the nest, you know. And somebody was talking the other day about the hen, that the hen in the, oh, Rebecca was saying that they had some pigeons on the porch up there, and she said she saw these eggs, and she thought she would be ashamed to move them, and because the pigeon had, and it would be a crime, you see, but she thought, well, maybe she could move it some other place, but by the time she got back to it, something happened. The pigeon had set on the egg. She didn't know how long she had been setting, you see.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And by the time she got back around to it, evidently she had been setting long enough for the egg to be ready to hatch, you see.
Yes.
And she didn't know that. She didn't realize that. And she hear these two little pigeons coming out.
So little pigeon chicks.
Yeah. So, you see, we didn't. You have these hen houses with these so many nests in there, boxes with hay in them. The hens go in and lay, and you gather the eggs. And milk. Who was that? Somebody said they had been somewhere. This not too long ago. And the child saw the person milking,
mm-hmm.
and she wouldn't drink it.
Is that right?
Uh-uh.
It didn't come out of carton, so she wouldn't go touch it.
She didn't. What they had to do, she wouldn't drink that. It came out of that cow. What they had to do. Who was that just told me that here? A couple of weeks ago. They had to go, and they got out of this. They went to the store because they had a carton there to put the milk in. You know? So they had to go and get it. And then they had to keep that carton there, you know.
Yes.
To put that milk in.
And keep putting milk back in the same carton.
Uh-huh.
Wash the carton up.
Yeah.
Trick the little girl.
Uh-huh. Because she wouldn't drink it.
That's because she knew.
Yeah, she didn't know. She didn't.
And like real milk comes in cartons.
Yeah.
Eggs come in cartons.
Yeah.
Butter comes wrapped up in paper in a store.
Uh-huh. I wonder what she would have done had she seen butter. And when she said she had seen a hen laying an egg, And you know, sitting there, because they got, I don't know, they got different ways of churning up, because we just had one of these tall crock churns, you know, with the dash on it, that you do up and down, you see. You ever have seen one of those? In the place, in the antique, in the place?
No, I've seen one in the Historical Society.
Uh-huh.
I took the kids there once.
Crock, about this tall.
Yeah, in fact, the lady was sitting
round. It's got a hole in the top, and then the dasher is wooden with this crossbar on the end, on the bottom of the dasher, and it's wooden handle. And you put the, how many days I have done that? Stop flashing that milk down, cook. Way you can tell the butter is coming, and I'm getting so tired. I said, Mama, and then you can see the little flecks of butter on the dash when it comes. I said, Mama, the butter is coming, and she could look at that and tell if she thought it was if it was enough, you know, because what they would do would take the, see, we had so much milk. Let's say that the cow would give 2 gallons in the morning and 2 gallons in the evening, probably, and that'd be 4 gallons a day.
You see, that's a lot of milk.
That's a lot of milk, you see. Even 3 or 4 kids, you see, you can't drink a whole of that milk. But see, the hogs would get it, you know. But what they would do, she would just let it turn, which wasn't what you call turn.
Yeah, it clavers.
Then you take the cream out, you see, when the cream out, and you put in with some that's going to that has turned all of it, and then that'll make more butter, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you get more butter, but just the regular clabber. You don't fool with clabber. You just give that to the hog, you know. Unless now, some people like clabber. I like clabber. Clabber tastes good. And then you have clabber.
And does it taste like buttermilk or
no? Yeah, but it kind of have a little different taste from buttermilk because you have it, but because all the butter is out of it, you know. But it's good. It's curds, but it's something like, well, that's what cottage cheese is, you know. But see, cottage cheese has so much additives to it. There's no relation. I mean, you can't tell it tastes like anything like plain clabber, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't. But no comparison at all. But when you skim it and put the cream on there and churn, see, well, you probably get 2 pounds of butter, you know. And it didn't come in sticks either, you know.
It didn't? You didn't open it up and pick out, you know, jewels lightly salted?
Have you ever seen one? You haven't seen a butter dish? Round? You had a butter mold. It was wooden. See, all the things are wooden, because I got a wooden potato masher in there. You ever seen a wooden potato masher?
No.
I got a wooden potato masher in there. And this butter mold was, you have to give it, it's the way that you do it. You scald it, and then you put cold water in it, and then you put this butter in after you take the butter out and put it in a dish, and you wash it. You see, to get all the milk out of it. Wash it till the water is clear with cold water. And then you got a butter paddle. It's like about that wide. And something like a spatula.
Yeah.
But only shorter. No, a short handle. But it's a butter paddle. I don't know, see, I had one. But I didn't, I gave it to somebody when I came here. They wanted it. And I gave it to them. But anyway, you whip your butter and get it all washed and clean till the water clear, all the milk is out. Then you put a little salt in it, you know, lightly salted, you see. And then you pack it into that round butter mold. And as a general rule, the butter mold had a design in the top of flour, you know, some kind of thing in the top. And you put it in there, and it had a little stem at the bottom. I mean, how you could push it out on the, when it come up, when it come the side upside down, it would come out, the little flower, the design would be on the top.
Oh, yeah, so in the mold itself, the design is on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And than the butter dishes, but naturally were round. You see?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a
candy bowl or something.
Yeah, it was like when nobody was round. It only held a pound of butter.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all it was—a round pound of butter. It's put in there and filled it, and covered it over with a like a soup plate, you know. It had a top to it, mm-hmm. an indentation where the butter fit down in there. And put a top over it, and then that was nice and yellow. And it all, see that the color of the butter all to be depend on what the cow ate, you see.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And see, and you could tell the difference in the color of the butter by the.
Daddy, can I have some water, Mom?
Sure.
But you got to give it to them.
Yeah, I'll give it to you in about 2 minutes here.
Yeah. Okay. But you could always tell by the color, but they ate, you see. If they. When it was green, and all of some of the butter was green, the butter was yellow because they.
Okay, we're back.
Oh, well, I was thinking about the butter, the color of the butter depends on what the cows ate.
Mm-hmm.
See, in the when it was winter time, when there was no green grass.
Uh-huh.
Then the butter became pale.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And what they would do, they would take butter and they start in the fall. I don't know how late in the fall they would start when it started getting cool, I suppose. And the grass, when the butter started getting less, losing its color,
mm-hmm.
they would start. Now they had so many that they would wrap that butter. And put it on cheesecloth, pound by pound.
Uh-huh.
And they had cheese used to come in wooden round boxes because the cheese was round. That's all the kind we knew, you know, uh-huh. that kind of cheddar cheese. Cheese don't even taste the same anymore now. And it's not because of what you think that. You said they don't taste like they did when you were a kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They just changed the taste of it had changed because in the first place it's not aged as long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they put additives in or whatever they're doing to it. Mm-hmm. You know? It just doesn't. It's definitely not the same. But anyway, always one of those cheese boxes. It was round wooden, and it had a top to it. And it's and Mama. And of course, Miss King and Aunt Babe, they put those, wrap that butter in cheesecloth. I don't know if you can even buy cheesecloth, but anyway, they wrapped it in butter and whatever, in cheesecloth, and pound by pound, and put a top on it. And they would keep it in the kitchen as long as it was cool, you see.
Uh-huh.
And kept it there. What they were saving for was Christmas.
I see.
To cook them cakes with, because they wanted them cakes to be yellow, you know.
Yes. Yes. They didn't want to have to cook Christmas cakes with pale butter.
No, honey. Because they had it, because that was one of their delightful, pride and joys, you know.
Uh-huh.
Cooking Christmas cakes, because that was safes, them tin doors, like kitchen cabinets. And you put them. There was always the jelly cake and coconut and chocolate and these pound cakes and what they call the fruit cake. I don't know whether they like fruit cake that people make now. I don't know, but anyhow,
mm-hmm.
they were there. But and pies and sweet potato pies and all. And I didn't know until I started working out the juice that sweet potato pies were not supposed to be stacked on top of one another. I thought that's where it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason they were stacked on top of one another because they didn't have enough plates, you know,
mm-hmm.
to put all those individual pies on, you see. And what they did, you have about four pies stacked on top of one another. And when you got a slice of pie, you got four slices, you see.
Like a slice of cake.
Yeah.
Huh.
and it was a pride. And ever you came to, went to a person's house, she took pride and opened her safe door. You know, bite. Did you see Maddie's safe? Did you see what Maddie had? You see what Alberta had? Did you see all Miss King had? So and so and so and so. And they say about Margaret King, that'd be talking about Vivian's mother-in-law. Uh-huh. And different, all Louvenia's, all Kitty Lockhart. Now, all of old souls had gone on long ago, you know. Mm-hmm. But those old people around there that lived in what they call the quarters. And they called that the quarters because it used to be the slave quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Where the slaves, the big Mr. Charlie's house, but then these houses, they had done something to them. They were very few. I think it might be about two that were the original slave huts, you know, cabins.
Mm-hmm.
They had built some more houses, but it was still the setting was the quarters, you know. Mm-hmm. They were close.
Mm-hmm.
And the cabins were made out of logs. They were just log cabins.
Mm-hmm.
But they went sawmills to do this lumber, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was really log cabin.
Just the round tree trunk.
Yeah, just logs. And they cut certain size trees, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And they put them together, and because they didn't have wooden floors, they had dirt floors. You didn't have dirt. Mom and them said, I missed that. My great grandmother, she was a slave, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so that she could remember that quarter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, a man, half acre. I guess he was the only one that was left that lived, and he lived in one of them. I guess it was the only one that was left, and he didn't have a wife or anything. I guess he had any people. I can't remember now, but he lived there alone.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have wood on it. He still had that bare floor, just the bare ground.
Floor.
Mm-hmm. The bare ground. But. But that's just the way. I've lost my train of thought now. So you better cut it off.
No, we can even run. It's no big thing. Yeah. So when do you think they started putting wood on the floors? Was that part of the renovation that they would make when?
Well, yeah, because by the time I was talking to Roxy the other day, like in 1870, you know. Like that, because of. By the time they had sawmills and started, because what lumber they did have, you see, they had some lumber, but they built the white people's houses with those, you know.
Uh-huh.
A few of that. They built their houses with that, and it wasn't too many of them at that time. It took wasn't too many of. When they built those, they built them especially for the slaves, you see.
Yes.
See, there wasn't no white slaves there then, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But the big house, what they call the big house, was naturally was built with wooden and with planks and everything else, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they had floors and everything else. But, they didn't have that. He didn't have that. And, of course, as Grandma said, they had a very, because all... There were some slave masters were kind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't, all of them weren't really cruel, you know. Mm-hmm. Or else they wouldn't any of them survive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now they just would because my grandma said that they didn't have dishes, but they had pans that they ate out of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They ate out of pans. And then they ate with their hand. But I learned history. Well, in England, the king, that was the King Henry the so-and-so, whatever, he didn't use silk either, but
mm-hmm.
he ate with his hand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't,
mm-hmm.
they thought it was degrading to make them even with their hand, you see, because
mm-hmm.
these had come over here, because these that came over here, well, they were, had, you know, they let a lot of them out of jail, you know, when they came. You,
yes.
You know that.
Yes.
And so, but anyway, that's another story. But anyway, but Grandma said that, and now some of them, they would take the, so, but they had pans to eat out of, and they would have just one big pot they would cook in. But now, but she said, but some of them, they just built a trough in there, and they just come in there and pour it in the trough.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just feed them with it, and they'd all go around this, get it all together, whatever it was, you know, just
mm-hmm.
get it like, just like they were slopping hogs, you know,
mm-hmm.
get it out of the trough. And I, and of course, I can understand that, because I have lived long enough to have seen some of the things that are almost just as bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as Arthur was saying this morning, he came out, and I said, well, I said, Arthur, you came from Atlanta. I said, but you know, Georgia and Georgia and Mississippi and Alabama and Arkansas and Kentucky. And I said, and then you come on back up, that's down south. And I said, and the other great states, and I said, in Texas, there it is. I said, and only up in Maryland and Illinois, This is in the kind of east and in the Midwest. I said, but honey, when you put them all, I said you can put almost all of them in the same pot, you know, and they all get out about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Some are worse than others. I said some still are,
mm-hmm.
and I said in all of them, they still. It's just they use. The same game is going on. They just have changed players, you know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and it made the game a little more subtle.
Mm-hmm.
To the players, a little more subtle, but still, it's just the same game. You know, same game.
Mm-hmm.
I have lived long enough to see it. But
why don't you go sit on the swing? You don't want to do that?
Well, did you know she was going to come?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got any particular subject you want us to yak while you think we should knock off or what? She's getting restless.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, but maybe you do it another time since she's getting restless.